Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, proudly presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's kick things off with the latest report from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. Term life insurance fueled a significant number of customer grievances last financial year, constituting 41% of all complaints. You heard it right. 54,896 life insurance grievances were reported for the year 2023 to 2024, leading to compensation payouts exceeding $11 million. Half of these were resolved within a day, and 75% were closed within a week. Service issues, delays, and premium disputes were the primary concerns. After October 2021, financial services have had to document all complaints, a step that ASIC believes will enhance consumer protection and internal dispute resolution. Changing gears a bit, younger Australians are making headlines by turning to superannuation to tackle their cost challenges. A YouGov survey discloses a considerable increase in 18 to 43-year-olds focusing on their superannuation. Almost all respondents recognize it as a significant contributor towards their future financial stability. Tools like the Super Projection Calculator are being leveraged for this purpose. Usage among millennials has surged by 316%, and a sevenfold increase has been noted among Gen Z, leading us to believe that the future of financial literacy is promising. Coming back to the markets, the Australian Securities Exchange, commonly known as ASX, has seen a decline in the total number of listed companies. Companies delisted exceed those joining by replacing 64 derelicts with 30 newcomers. This represents shifting investor preferences towards private markets. The funds raised through initial public offerings, or IPOs, have also receded. Private sectors fostering innovation are the new vogue for investors. Our final story this evening involves a remarkable insurance payout. Last December, a misunderstanding between a couple led to the theft of their Audi Q5 with the ignition key left in the car. This led to an interesting legal battle with RAC Insurance. They initially contested the claim, pinning the theft on policy's prohibition of leaving unattended keys. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, disagreed, ruling that leaving the key in the car was inadvertent, landing the couple their well-deserved payout. That's all for me today, folks. Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online. For more financial news, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, secure, and most importantly, financially comfortable. Until next time, take care.